Morning Watch, The Grace of God and the Economy of God, Week 5, Receiving Grace Upon Grace, for Grace to be enthroned within us, so that we may reign in life, to become God's poem, the New Jerusalem, as the ultimate and consummate product of the grace of God. Monday, Related Verses, Romans 5, verses 17 and 21. For if by the offense of the one death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Verse 21. In order that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hebrews 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come forward with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace for timely help. Revelations 22, verses 1 through 2. And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb in the middle of its street. And on this side and on that side of the river was the tree of life, producing 12 fruits, yielding its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and operative and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and able to discern the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Romans 8, verses 10 through 11. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. Ephesians 2, verse 22. In whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God and Spirit. Related reading. When I was young, nearly every day in my prayers, I would say, Lord, I am coming to the throne of grace. At your throne of grace, I find grace for my timely need. Lord, I need your grace every minute. I not only need your grace every year, every week, every day, and every hour, but every minute. Without your grace, I simply cannot bear anything. Today, I still need the Lord's grace every minute. So, I keep on telling the Lord, Lord, I need your grace every minute. I know that you are gracious and that you have grace ready for me. Lord, since grace needs my cooperation, I kneel before the throne of grace to find grace to meet my need. Many times we simply cannot stand our situation and we cannot face what is happening to us. However, there is a place called the throne of grace. Come boldly to the throne of grace that you may find mercy and grace for your time of need. Undoubtedly, the throne mentioned in Hebrews 4, verse 16 is the throne of God, which is in heaven. The throne of God is a throne of authority toward all the universe. But toward us, the believers, it becomes the throne of grace signified by the expiation cover, the mercy seat, within the Holy of Holies. This throne is the throne of both God and the Lamb. How can we come to the throne of God and the Lamb, Christ, in heaven, while we still live on earth? The secret is our spirit, referred to in Hebrews 4, verse 12. The very Christ who is sitting on the throne in heaven is also now in us, that is, in our spirit, where the habitation of God is. At Bethel, the house of God, the habitation of God, which is the gate of heaven, Christ is the ladder that joins earth to heaven and brings heaven to earth. Since today, our spirit is the place of God's habitation, it is now the gate of heaven, where Christ is the ladder that joins us, the people on earth, to heaven and brings heaven to us. Hence, whenever we turn to our spirit, we enter through the gate of heaven and touch the throne of grace in heaven through Christ as a heavenly ladder. Romans 5, verse 17 says that we can reign in life by grace. To reign is to conquer, subdue, and rule over Satan, the world, sin, the flesh, ourselves, and all the environmental circumstances. It may be easy for people to rule over their dogs. Dogs can be very obedient, but what about our own children? Children learn to say no before they say many other words. How can we be kings when we cannot rule our children in the divine life? We believers who are parents must exercise ourselves to learn how to be kings in ruling our children. We must have grace to rule our children. We also have to rule over the sin within us, to rule over Satan, and to rule over the world. We should not let the world's fashion conquer us. Instead, we should conquer all things and reign in life by grace. Romans 5 verse 17 says that we reign by the grace in life, while verse 21 says that grace reigns unto eternal life. This means that grace reigns over us and over everything so that we can enjoy the eternal life. Unto means for. Grace reigns for the eternal life. This means that we may gain the eternal life for our enjoyment.